This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Transpositions on Joy 94.9. For more, head to joy.org.au/transpositions.
Joy Now, Transpositions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Melbourne. It is Tuesday night, and you are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. I'm Megzy, and with me in the host is my beautiful, gorgeous, sexy co-host, Michelle. Good evening,
thanks.
Michelle.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. It's a Tuesday night, and this is like it is Transpositions, and like
definitely
we're talking about stuff tonight, and also with this.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, also in the studio with us tonight, I've got the very also gorgeous, lovely Gina. Gina.
Our oldest work experience.
She's our oldest work experience chick. She's with us tonight in the studio. Hello, Gina.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah, good.
You don't look so nervous, Michelle.
Oh, that's right.
You guys are killing me.
Michelle, yes, we're going to kill you tonight. You should be so nervous because do you know why?
Oh, can I have my phone back?
No. And some of these photos, okay, I'm learning things right now.
Okay, so for those who don't know, we actually confiscated Michelle's phone.
Yes.
And we've gone through her Tinder profile. And we've gone through her profile. And tonight on Transpositions, we are going to be updating her dating profile.
Oh, Jesus.
It is now.
I know. So it is really scary. So, Michelle, are you really, really scared?
I am really. Look, I'm a busy person. I don't have time for this crap.
That's why we're going to do this for you.
I know.
God. We'll get you a keeper.
So basically, they decided that I work too much and I'm too busy and too much of a parent that I need to get out and start having fun. Yes. And I'm being told what to do now.
Well, that's right. So if you want to reach out to us tonight, I've got this message for you.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 JOY 949. Email onair at joy.org.au or call us 1300 JOY 949.
So you can reach out to us that way. So if you've got something you think that we should put on Michelle's phone, do that. Now, I'll tell you what.
I hate you, people.
I'm going to bring the show in. I've got a great song. I've got some Fleetwood Mac. Something from way back when. I used to love this song, Tusk.
Oh, nice.
Fleetwood Mac, you are listening to Transpositions, Joy 94.9. You're listening to Transpositions, Joy 94.9. That was some Fleetwood Mac and that was some Tusk. Now, guess what time it is, Michelle?
What time is it, sweetheart?
It's time for...
Time for the news.
The news. So, Michelle, what's been on the Googles this week?
Tell me. The Googles are now saying that the ban on transgender troops will be lifted in July. The Pentagon is set to end the ban on transgender people serving openly in the military in July, according to the officials from the Department of Defense. USA Today reports that each branch of the military will have 1 year to implement new policies affecting recruiting, housing, and uniforms for transgender troops. So that's basically, there's no exact date, but it's coming along.
Well, I was going to say a little while ago, last year we spoke to Kristen Beck. Now, Kristen Beck, she was the ex-Navy SEAL. She was awarded the Purple Heart for Valor. She was an amazing person. I think she was running for Congress in the US elections. Now, one of the things I spoke to her about is that she said that if she was to go back into the military again, she would voluntarily want to start back at the start again and work back through to where she might have been. And she said because of that, she didn't want to go straight back into where she was. She wanted to prove herself. And she also said that, you know, physically her body's changed so much that she'd have to re-earn her spot back again in the Marines.
That'd be interesting.
Was it the Marines? No, it was in the SEALs. I don't know.
Oh, that's even further. That's even more.
Yeah, she was Navy SEAL. She was pretty hard ass.
Yeah.
She was great.
That's intense. Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine how ripped she'd be? All right, well, the next one, and not necessarily a good story, but transgender activist is beaten unconscious in brutal hate attack by man who told her happy pride as she left Orlando fundraiser. The Orlando fundraiser was held in Seattle. The man approached and said, "Show me your top bits, you tranny C." And trying to think how you word this on air. Balls was beaten unconscious and left with severe abrasions and bruising. Seattle police are now investigating, aggressively pursuing everything. The individual has stitches and abrasions, a lot of pain and bruising, some teeth are injured, and their vision impacted. Now, on the article itself, I went and shared it. There are some graphic images for the article, but the person wanted to share so people could actually understand how deep the wounds go, not just physically, but emotionally.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
It is messed up. And it's just unfortunate that people, you know, it's just really, especially in a time, you know, right now during Pride and, you know, just...
Well, it's one of those things we spoke to Gabby about last week with these kinds of hate crimes and whatnot. It's really quite despicable when these things happen. Admittedly, this happened in the US, but equally the same sort of thing could happen here in Australia as well.
Well, I did written follow-up, actually. After the show last week, I went and walked up to the police that are actually on my platform in Melton and went to find out they're from Sunshine. They weren't aware of anybody in the area that was a GLOW officer. They didn't know much about it. So I'm going to actually follow up with Gabby on that one. So, yeah it's quite interesting. Just make sure, I'd say if you just maybe make a point of contact to walk up to your platform officers just to make on the safe side for yourself and so they're at least aware of you.
I might do that later on tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
I might too. I might go say,
"Hey,
guys." Be a
good girl and say hi.
I might give them a high five.
I like a man in uniform.
Actually, some of these guys know. Actually, Michelle, saying we're doing your Tinder account later.
Oh, shut up. Okay, anyway, back to the news. Pakistani clerks issue decree favoring transgender marriages. They state that a transgender having visible signs of being a male may marry a woman with a transgender with visible signs of being female. So basically, I'd say maybe in our case, where we're living full-time as female and whatever. So at least 50 Pakistani clerks have issued a fatwa stating that transgender marriages are lawful. Errant parents invite wrath of God. It declared that robbing transgender people of their share in inheritance was unlawful and that parents who deprived their transgender children of inheritance were inviting the wrath of God. The clerics called upon the government to take action against such parents. The decree also dwelt upon societal attitudes towards transgenders, and insulting them is harem. It went to the extent of terming harem forbidden, any act intending to humiliate, insult, or tease transgenders as well. The fatwa ended with a word on last rites, declaring all funeral rituals for a transgender person will be the same as for any other Muslim man or woman. Now, that is amazing.
Wow. Yeah, now that's really good. You know, and there's other countries that really need to take that on board, such as Malaysia.
Exactly.
And in Malaysia, it's like LGBTI people are treated pretty poorly, to be honest, especially trans people.
And some of those, many different places, it's like one half of the island is very pro, the other half's not. And so it's really quite interesting. But that's really cool coming from Pakistani clerics.
That is really good.
So city workers being trained on correct transgender pronouns. And look, this is sort of like...
Oh, come on, seriously.
This is like, stuff we sort of do every day. But it's great in the US. They're a little behind sometimes.
It's America.
It is America.
Hello.
It's America.
Since expensive enough about you, Michelle. It really does.
It's really sad.
Well, it's like, that's why we have to fix your Tinder account.
Oh, my God. I'm in trouble. Firefighters and medics will take their first Trans 101 course on Tuesday, learning the correct way to interact with transgender people, and even getting a lesson in what LGBTI actually stands for, a city official said. The two-hour sensitivity training was launched in March by the City Commission for Human Rights after Mayor de Blasio signed an executive order allowing people to use any public bathroom or locker room they identified with regardless of their sexual anatomy. So that's really cool.
That's
awesome that's happening.
Awesome. Now, quickly, last one.
All right, Westboro Baptist Church. The house across the street is the...
Equality House.
The Equality House. They're actually getting painted in the rainbow. They're actually getting from the rainbow flag to the trans flag.
Yay!
It's like, and so it's really cool. And so that's the Googles of this week.
That's the Googles of this week. Well, I'll tell you what, that's some really good news because I've said the Westboro Baptist Church and you'd seen the Equality House across the road. It's just crazy. I reckon that's where they should do the next season of Neighbours or something like that.
That would be awesome.
I reckon really Channel 10 could really learn something about doing Neighbours there because I think you'd get some really good television.
Oh, definitely. I still love the news about the angels around the funerals.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And blocking the Westboro Baptist Church. I thought that is absolutely just top notch.
Well, those guys are batshit crazy. They really are. Look, I tell you what. I have got some messages, which I do have to play, but do make sure that you do stick with us because we are going to be talking about updating Michelle's Tinder profile.
Dating in general, not just Michelle, okay?
She should be really scared. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. I've got some pink feel good time.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9. Do, 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 do. Joy. Do, 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 do.
We got overtime, we get paid to rattle our chains. We go in the back, paint our money black, spend it on the enemy. Sleeping in the church, riding in the dirt, put a banner over my grave. Make a body work, make a beggar hurt, sell me something begging untamed. Riding in the dirt, put a banner over my grave. Make a body work, make a beggar hurt, sell me something begging untamed. We'll be right back.
absolutely love some pink and feel good time. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. This is Megsy, and with me is
Michelle and
Gina with Michelle's phone in her hand.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, yes. And I tell you what, that's right, guys. We are playing with Michelle's phone.
Yes.
So one of the things I was talking to Michelle a little bit earlier on tonight was just Tinder and those kinds of things. And Michelle, she went and showed me her Tinder profile, and I said, look, Michelle, we've got to fix this.
Yeah, well, nobody likes me, and so I'm not pushing it. I haven't had sex in quite a long time, and I've been really overly concerned.
I swear I saw you at the back of the shelter.
Oh, shut up. And so anyway, Gina, this is from people in your era, you know, 18-year relationship. This is what's called Tinder.
I'm trying to navigate this thing.
Back in your day, you actually bought somebody a beer.
Like, yeah, you actually had to get the guts to go up to someone and say, hi there. And in most lesbian cases, take 3 weeks before you actually went up and said hi there as you looked.
Is that how it works back then?
It was really sad, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, like, my introduction to the gay dating scene, it's so different to what it is in the straight dating scene. Yeah. It's so totally
different.
But
you're a regular haunter of, like, Sundaylicious and stuff, though, aren't you?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
But we're always hearing stories about your misadventures in dating and things like that. And I sometimes just roll my eyes because I'm going, oh, well, you know, because I'm an old girl. I don't really just, yeah.
Well, look, you know, I suppose my take on the thing is, I suppose I've got a little bit of confidence, but sometimes at places like Sundaylicious, I just sort of fall into a hole. But it's just like, I just go there, I just want to figure out, you know, what's right for me. And I've met a couple of really interesting people. And there's probably a couple who I could potentially see something happening
with.
What
scene is this?
Sorry?
Would you say the gay
yeah, I've met some really nice people, and as I said, look, there's a couple of people that I could see myself with for potentially a long time.
Yeah.
Which would be great. But we have to fix you. We're not talking about me, Michelle.
She was saying, like, the gay dating scene earlier. We're like, what, the gay daddy scene?
No. Well, I am a daddy, and I'm gay. I'm a gay woman. Heteroflexible woman, because I think a couple of weeks ago we were talking about labels.
Yes. Yes.
Heteroflexible. Yes. We're not talking about me tonight. It's not about Megsy. It's about Michelle.
I keep trying to boomerang this one. See that?
Because you're trying to distract Michelle. Your Tinder profile is shocking.
It's not shocking.
What does it need to read?
Like, well, it's just like,
do you not read this? Like,
okay, so I've got Michelle's phone in my hand right now.
She's actually, Migsy's been rewriting this whole thing. And she's
actually, yes, I did rewrite a couple of different things, but I had to change around some of your pictures. I actually had to delete one of your pictures.
But I have my LinkedIn profile photo on there.
I canned one of the pictures because you look as
it was my LinkedIn profile photo.
Michelle, you're looking as though you're screwing up your face.
I'm not screwing up my face.
I have to give you lessons in selfies. We're going to do like a selfie 101 lesson sometime.
My profile picture looks like I'm taking a shit in the photo. You know, just
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Shut up.
Crap.
But does anyone actually read the text, or are they
nobody
the
reads.
They
look at your photo. Go flip, 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 flip.
Well, and that's the thing. Look, I put on Michelle's Tinder profile.
Yeah.
I said, oh, you're reading this? ? Is it to say why you are reading this? And then I went and updated. I said, okay, I'm transgender, loud American, overshare.
I'm not loud. Okay.
Maybe you are.
As she turns off the microphone.
Radio host. I could turn off the microphone, couldn't I?
I've been hijacked.
Radio host, also IT nerd, oh yeah, career focused, makeup artist. Hey, bitch, please, when have you done my makeup? You haven't.
No.
A proud parent. Actually, yes, you are a very proud parent of two amazing young children. What you see is what you get. Oh, my God, that is so scary, isn't it? It is so scary.
It is. What you see is, there's nothing fake about me. What you see is what you get.
I have no expectations from this site.
Maybe start with I have no expectations.
No.
Start and work your way.
Do you know what?
I don't know how to write this.
I think we should really be really brave with this.
It's your first time.
Yeah, it's my first time.
It's your first time
looking
creating a Tinder profile.
Yeah.
See, I've had a Tinder profile for a while, and I've met some really nice people, and you know, that's really good. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me?
Teach us, Obi Trans Kenobi.
I am. Shut up. I am sweet, innocent, and pure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Filth.
Jeez, it didn't take long for you to say that, did it?
No.
What else do you say? I'm a professional stylist. I am professional. Yeah, okay.
I am nothing but professional.
Stylish.
Well, until I'm in the studio.
Stylish. Michelle, I saw those boots of yours before. They're not stylish.
Hey.
Articulate. Yes, you are articulate for an American, which is great to see. How often does that happen? You have an article in American. You know, for a while I thought that Donald Trump was most representative of all Americans.
She's enjoying this moment.
A little bit.
You
too
see
much.
This?
She's got the edit button. She took it off.
This is like a roast. It really is.
And I can also turn Michelle's mic off as well.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so articulate, yes, for American. Okay, I'll grant you that. Independent, yes, you are. Well read, yeah, for a preschooler. It's all good.
I cannot wait to turn this around one day.
It's never going to happen.
I can reach her phone, but I
you
probably
can.
Don't know the password from here.
Okay.
As she grabs it.
What else you say? You prefer the company of intelligent people, which is good because that's why you hang around with me and with Gina. So yeah, I totally get that.
Oh, completely.
Who aren't you afraid to explore? What am we exploring, Michelle? Oh, we're exploring your Tinder
profile. I didn't write this stuff. You're the one who's going nuts with this.
If that's where we go, that's what she says. So that's Michelle's Tinder profile. So if you think you've got something better that we should have on Michelle's Tinder profile, 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. We want to hear from you. So we want to get some.
What was the other account we're doing? You didn't, there was it the her one as well? Or
oh,
something?
That's right. What's... So we're going to take a look at
oh,
her.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's another. So, there's
so many, Michelle,
there's so many accounts. There How is. Do this?
There's so many accounts. Okay, we need your finger so you can unlock the phone.
Not mine now. No.
We like a good finger. Come on.
Are you a gold star lesbian? No, that's the question.
No, you know, that's what we brought up last week, remember?
We are going to talk about gold star lesbians in a moment, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. You got fired up on that one.
All right, so show me your her profile. What have we got in there?
Oh, my God.
Her's different because it's actually, it's mainly just pictures and you can't really enter much in way of text.
What frightened me, and I guess it's my old schoolness.
Oh, she's nice.
Very nice.
Okay.
Ooh,
yeah, I'm going to click on her.
No! Yeah. Don't, I'm not, you're not choosing people for me.
So yes, I am.
You put in a location to this.
Oh, she's cute.
Does this like kind of Ooh. Tell people where you are and where other
well,
people are?
Well, it says like
of...
where you're located, but then...
Yeah. Oh, Michelle, there's some really good looking
like 50
ladies
kilometers
here.
From like...
I'm just picking all those people for you. It's great.
So it doesn't work like Google Maps and story telling me how to go and find you and turn left here and catch the tram and you've reached your destination.
Oh, yeah, I can see you with her.
No, just...
Michelle, I'm getting you some dates here.
No.
Oh.
I'm actually sweating my palms now.
Wait. If Megan or I do get you a date through what we're about to adjust, can we come and chaperone?
I think we date? Should. Michelle needs a chaperone. Like, seriously, the poor girl that you're going to date.
We'll double date. Like, we'll double date.
I can see it now. You'll be like my parents. So what are your intentions towards our Michelle?
Exactly.
You're like,
who gets to be good cop, bad cop?
Well, actually, before I start liking all those people, which I've already gone and done, I should see what you've got in your profile. Actually, so your profile picture's not too bad. I kind of like that, which is the same as your Tinder one.
What's that one?
Oh, yeah, they're good. Nice. Oh, that one. Oh, yeah, that's one of you in bed. You look kind of sexy there.
Oh.
Look, I tell you what, we're gonna have a very short break in just a moment, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about gold star lesbians, and we're trying to figure out what sort of other devilish and devious things we should do to Michelle's phone.
Yes.
You're listening to Transpositions, Joy 94.9. Oh, I was going to say, coming up in just a second, I do have some Macklemore, Lewis and Mary Lambert, same level, which is quite appropriate seeing that we've got a federal election coming up this weekend.
And we're trying to find Michelle, same love.
You are listening to Transpositions, Joy 94.9.
A little less straight than other radio stations. Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Virginia Gay from Winners and Looters, and I know gay is not only good, it's great.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, because I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant for those that like the same sex, had the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision, and you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh, nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. And God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to. My love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath, it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
And I can't change.
You're listening to Transpositions, Joy 94.9. That is kind of a bit of an appropriate song considering in a couple of days we've got a federal election, and one of the potential outcomes for that federal election is a plebiscite for marriage equality. So I thought there's an appropriate song to play considering there's an election. Now, Michelle.
A sausage sizzle. That's how I see that.
You're a lesbian wanting a sausage sizzle.
You're all about the sausage sizzle.
I'm a postal voter, so I'm going underneath.
Even the lesbians good can appreciate sausage. A good sausage.
Now, sizzle.
A sizzle.
Get that now, sausage.
Everyone has to understand where this started from. This all started from talking to you about your dating apps. And then what we always do is we look at new dating apps depending on if they support the trans community. Mm-hmm. And coming up soon, Tinder's going to be doing some changes where they're accepting and adding trans to the options.
They better.
Now, then we got into topics of sexuality and a whole thing, because I found, because in the app we discovered that flexisexual. Mm. And then from there, now I'm getting my phone hijacked about this whole Tinder thing. Now,
we're having so much fun.
We went on to the Gold Star lesbian thing. Now, you have thoughts on this?
I actually had no idea last week when you asked me what a Gold Star lesbian was. So I was like, bad lesbian.
My thing was, and then it was the thing, was like, yeah, are you still a Gold Star lesbian if you have sexual interactions with a trans woman who has not had lower surgery?
And that's what kind of, like, so I literally did have to go home and look up the definition of what a Gold Star lesbian is. So for all the other bad lesbians like me out there, it is, I mean, what a Gold Star lesbian is a cisgendered lesbian who never has or intends to have sex with a man. So that's the Urban Dictionary definition. It hasn't made it to Macquarie or Oxford just yet. Yep. And listening to that question, the premise of that question, I believe that no, a lesbian would not lose her gold star based on that definition, because I kind of have this crazy belief that trans lesbians are women and not men, period.
Well,
like,
you've spent enough time with us already now in the studio.
You know, trans lesbians means more kind of fish in the big gay sea, and that's how I see it. I reckon people should go fish. But sadly, as I research this...
Depends on the time of the month.
Well, depends on... We might edit that out. But sadly, as I research this, I think I messaged you during the week because I got quite angry.
You did.
I did get quite
upset. You did, didn't you?
Yeah,
oh, my God, you got so fired up with
this. I got really fired up, and I've actually written notes, and all my notes say is don't swear, don't swear, don't swear, because I got upset with the stuff that I was seeing by
I can't press a bleep button.
All my page says here is don't swear, based on our time slot. But what I found really upsetting was basically what this supposed sisterhood is saying about trans queer folk, and especially about trans lesbians. So it was really targeted at trans lesbians, not at trans men.
Right.
And I think it was that whole innie outie thing you were talking about.
Innie outie.
And it's just, you know, by that definition, apparently I'm a gold star lesbian.
Yes.
Right? But if the stuff that I was reading out there, if that's what people think gold star lesbians are, then I don't want my star. I'm giving my star away. I think it's an absolute load of don't swear, don't swear, don't swear.
Yeah, good girl.
We're teaching her well.
Yeah. We are teaching her very well.
I found it so upsetting, and I'm not going to mention some of the stuff I said. I don't believe in giving air to that sort of rubbish that's out there, but I was really upset. It was more what people were putting onto others, and it was more about what, you know, supposed gold star lesbians were saying what other lesbians could do, and that's what I really found really upsetting. And I just, you know, this whole Harry Potter pure blood versus muggle debate, that's how I see it. Like, this, it just excludes people.
Muggles.
Yeah.
We're muggles, are we?
I'm a muggle. Like, but I do have some advice for these haters. And that's all I think I can do for them.
So would you call them haters, would you?
Yeah, the stuff that I was reading out there was...
So it's pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
Really?
And I found it really shocking. I mean, when I think back to when I came out, and I was a 16-year-old walking into my first lesbian bar. I mean, I was 18 walking into my first bar. There you go. And straight away, I was kind of typecast by my sisterhood, by my lesbian mafia
but
sisterhood.
Wasn't your LGBT mother a trans woman?
She was. She was. That's who helped me come out. But when I first entered, I was told I couldn't be a lesbian because I had long hair. Now, that might sound absurd.
So I can't be a lesbian because I've got long hair.
Well, exactly. But that was over 20 years ago. And it
But I've only ever been with women.
Well... But exactly. So
I'm
gold star.
You can have her gold star.
You can have my gold star, because if this is what people think, I think the definition is offensive for multiple reasons. Mm. But look, if cisgendered lesbians are not attracted to trans women or trans men, well, don't date them. It's really that simple.
But that's what's called the gold. What's it called? The cotton ceiling or something like that. We were talking about where lesbians. The cotton ceiling, where trans people won't. Sorry, where lesbians won't date trans women.
And so basically cotton is the undies and you can't penetrate the ceiling. Yeah, okay.
Is that what it means?
It's what
I didn't even think about that.
That's what the cotton ceiling
that's
is.
If
you
they're
can't
wearing
penetrate the cotton ceiling.
They're wearing cottontails, are they? Hey, for some people it could be the silk ceiling. You know, if they're really great, if they're a cross-dresser.
we're getting technical here.
No, because if they're a really full-on cross-dresser and it's all about the panties.
Of course.
But
what a weird word. Okay.
But amongst this whole debate was, I didn't realise it, and I know you girls mentioned it, but you said a lot of lesbians are not comfortable with trans lesbians in their space, and there was a lot of that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it because you've seen some women with trans women going to, like, dinners and get-togethers and balls, and they get their nose in a scrunch because they don't see us as women. Or there's lesbians who'll actually not be with us because even though people say you look like a woman, you smell like a woman, you taste like a woman, you everything about a woman, and all I see you as is a woman, but I'm sorry I can't date you because you have male genitalia.
Which is kind of really offensive. There's actually a woman that I was chatting to at one stage as well, and I told her I was trans, and she's like, oh, so have you had surgery? And I'm like, well, hang on, why is that important? And it's just like, well, if you haven't, I don't want to talk to you. It's like, oh my
God. I've had that too as well.
I'm serious. It's like, what? But you know, at the same time, I've got to respect that some people.
But the thing is you have to also understand is you know, we have had a chance to really understand who we are. And in a lot of ways, we understand what the sisterhood of women is more than most women do.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, it's like we can't impose ourselves in terms of what people, the expectations of what our genitalia is or what they're attracted to. And that's, I think that's completely fair enough. Mm. But at the same time, it's just like, yeah, well, I put myself in the same level of intersectionality as you and more because of the trans label as well, which makes it even more shameful to be who we are, so to speak, in terms of society.
And look, if people don't want to date, if they've got a particular type, fine, date that type, but don't put that on others. And
of
that
course.
Was what I found most offensive. And this, you know, not wanting people to come into our spaces, apparently, this is what this kind of mafia out there.
Well, this gets back to, like, you know, the Michigan
Women's Mob Hand.
Music festival.
I think they're making major assumptions. And the biggest assumption they're making is that trans queer people are actually attracted to them. I think they just need to put their egos in check.
Oh, exactly.
And I think that's.
And the thing is people understand that, you know, we're actually driven by estrogen, not testosterone.
So. Yeah, I understand that. Okay. But at the same time, I'm going to play the devil's advocate here. If I'm not interested in a penis, I don't want a person who's got a penis.
Of course.
And I think that's fair and reasonable statement to make.
That's fine.
And I think that you've got to respect people in that position. If they're not into someone with a penis or with a vagina, whichever way you're going.
Exactly.
I think that's completely fair and reasonable to expect.
Totally.
But because you don't
put it on someone else and then say, this person's not a gold star lesbian or this person's not a real lesbian.
Yeah. You know what? I think I don't want to be the person who changes someone else's views upon themselves just for my convenience because, you know, I changed who I am for a long time just to appease other people. And look, and I've been in that reverse position, and you don't want to do that to people.
No.
If that's not their thing, it's not their thing.
Yeah. And because a lot of this stuff that's going on, these attitudes carry on further. Mm. And so this is why a lot of trans people actually end up being alone, not being in relationships. Or we end up being, just somebody's plaything because they're curious.
Yeah.
And so it's really, this is where the attitudes need to start changing when it comes to dating and people's thoughts about trans people.
Which is always a good way to be. So coming up in a second, I do have a great song by Justin Timberlake, which is Can't Stop the Feeling. And unfortunately, I do have to say that I do have some messages that I have to play before we can play that amazing song. So don't go anywhere. Do stick around. We do have a great show lined up for you guys, of course. We've still got some more stuff to talk about, which we're going to get into very, very shortly. You are listening to Transpositions, Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Gina G. Call 1-300-JOY-949 and support Joy by becoming a member. 1-300-569-949.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes. Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance. Something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock. So don't stop that. Shoot when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good, creep.
Listening to Transpositions, Joy 94.9. You know what?
What's
gotta
that?
Gotta love some JT.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely.
He's so cute. He's such a cute guy.
What he does bring sexy back.
Doesn't he? I wonder if he likes trans women. Because he could be good for you, Michelle. He's American.
Oh, he is American.
You know, this is like a good workout. You can have,
like, oh, you think? You can have, like, me up with Justin Timberlake, are you?
You can have, like, little American babies floating around.
Oh, no, I don't know. It depends on who's going to actually have them.
Well, obviously, it's not going to be you. Then again, obviously, it's not going to be him either. You're gonna have to find a surrogate. And don't tell the ACL about that. They won't like that.
No, they won't like that.
No, they're not going to like it. So, Michelle.
What, dear?
You're playing with your phone again? Do you have some dates there?
No.
No? You don't have any dates on your phone yet?
No.
Okay, so maybe I need to fix up your Her profile, because I played with your Tinder profile before.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, so guys, as tonight's show is, we're going through Michelle's phone.
Why am I the guinea pig?
You've got to put all these pictures onto her now, which is great. Except for the one where you screw up your face again.
I don't want to screw up face. It's my LinkedIn profile.
Not anymore. I need to go to your LinkedIn profile. I'm going to put my picture there instead.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
Actually, that might scare them away. All right, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to put some text there, because with her, you've got to take a picture but do it of text. So, I don't know. Gina, what do you think I should say?
What are you going to do?
So this is, okay, so this is her. I'm going to write like a little.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no.
I'm going to say,
what is she doing? Like, I don't know. You're literally going to go and chaperone me on a date.
We will chaperone you on a date. We'll take care of you. Like, seriously. Give you some tips, talk you through the body language and all that sort of stuff.
I can see it now. You'd be sitting there going, all right, Michelle, no, stand up straight a little bit more, honey. Come on now. Be a good girl.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, so God.
What are we going to wear, Megan? If we're chaperone. Where should we take them? Wait, where should we take someone on first date?
McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Oh,
no, pancake
supersize for little woman. It's our anniversary.
We'll take them to the pancake parlor.
Pancake parlor?
We'll see if we can get some vouchers.
Yeah, I could go pancake parlor.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get some vouchers.
Nice.
That could be funny.
Tall stack, short stack? How do you like your stack?
Long stack, of course.
Look, as long as it's got bacon, I'm happy.
And extra butter.
Extra butter. Hash browns.
Oh, God, that sounds too tempting. So I'm going to say, hey. I'm Michelle. I'm trans, but don't let that stop you.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to get somebody missing teeth. And
So these aren't... You actually get dates from these things? Or are these just kind of like hookups? Like,
well, hey... No, it depends.
I don't want to hook up. Work? I don't want to...
Yeah, you want to put
a date. I feel dirty. I want a date.
No. Yeah, you want a date.
I don't know if I want a date now.
But this depends on how you want to set it up, Michelle.
Me.
Okay, so Michelle, it's a confidence thing. Okay, so what are you looking for? What do you want?
A cheeseburger.
And fries?
Yes.
All right, Megan, what do we want for Michelle now?
You know what? Michelle's the one who knows exactly what she wants. And I think...
I'm quite a confident person. I'll get up. I'll do public speaking. I'll do radio. I do TV. I do all kinds of stuff. I'm a parent. I don't care if my kids still call me dad. I'm outed all the time. I just don't know how to date. I've never really dated. I've been married for bloody...
Well, so you did it once.
No, she's done it twice.
Twice.
Twice. I was married twice.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was married for like...
So you've done it twice then. You've dated
so
someone.
So she knows how to do it.
Well, I met people through friends and I didn't just sort of...
But that's kind but of that's how you still meet
That's
people.
How it happens. It's
yeah.
like...
I mean, I'm meeting friends through friends, you.
Well, come on, not that bad. Thanks, Michelle. I love you too. So how was no, your, your life?
You're
how,
creating my profiles. What
how
you're
was
doing?
Your last time on Transpositions? No, but I suppose look, one of the fundamental questions is you've got to ask yourself, well, what do you want? What's important to you? So, you know.
Oh, what's important to
yes.
me?
What's important to you?
I don't know.
But you've, well, and you don't know. So therefore, you know, you've got to try and figure that out.
Yeah, just, I want to be nice, just not. Not, I just, you know, like I was raised to be a lady and, you know, I'd like the same thing in return. Just somebody who's got manners and if they're not have manners that their mama would have beat them. So, like my mama's 5'3". I'm 6'3". My mama Whoa. Would have beat me if I did the wrong thing. You know, you didn't open the door. Hey, you know, like.
That's kind of a bit scary.
Yeah.
All right, so it's one of the biggest things, I suppose, you've got to try and figure out exactly what you want, which is kind of important to all of us. But, yeah, look, you know, and I suppose with
somebody
that
nice.
Comes upon the type of person
I don't
that you
know. I'm not a club person. I'm
not
somebody
am
who drinks
I.
a lot. I don't like smoking. I'm a parent. I just kind of like to sit on the couch, drink a glass of red, and watch some TV and just have some company.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are getting very close towards the end of the show, so I'll tell you what, if you want to send us an email during the week, transpositions@joy.org.au. If you've got someone who we should introduce to Michelle, or if you want to meet Michelle, go on a date with her. I'm serious. Send us an email.
No, this is your dating platform, not mine.
No, we're setting you up on a date, Michelle.
We should call Daryl.
Oh my God, I haven't thought about that guy in ages. He was such a stalker, Daryl. Oh God, Michelle. But look, so if you want to have a date with Michelle, send us an email, transpositions@joy.org.au.
I might book a flight out of town.
Or you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/transpositionsonjoy. Send us a message.
We'll buy you some pancakes.
Oh, Michelle, you are so sorry.
I think we need to go on this date just to take
it. We do. Hey, look, guys, sadly, we do have some messages to play, and then we're going to come back and we're going to say goodbye. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, radio that's out and proud. Joy.
Well, sadly, guys, that is it. Unfortunately for this week, we have come to the end of the show. Now, remember, you can also, if you'd like listening to the show, Transpositions, you can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/transpositionsonjoy, and like our page.
And if you also missed tonight's show or any other show, you can get us on our podcast, which is at joy.org.au/transpositions, or you can get us on the Apple Store podcast app, or you can go to Google Play Store app and get us on, I think it's Radio Plus.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I don't know. It shows you how much
I have
know.
To remember that one.
You will indeed. Also, if you want to email us during the week, if you want to have a hookup with Michelle, transpositions@joy.org.au is a way that you want to reach us during the week.
We're also Twits, TransposJoy on TransposJoy949 as well. And get on there, like us, follow us. And you can also follow us privately on Twitter as well.
And you can also stalk Michelle as well.
Oh, you stalk Mingzi. Mingzi needs more. She likes the dates more than me.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Got a bug in your head, feeling needles that caught a glint in your eye. A moment's hesitation keeps you wondering why. And you won't be satisfied till you see this meeting of the minds inside of me.
You've been listening to a podcast of Transpositions. Check out the program grid for the live show time at joy.org.au. And for more podcasts, head to joy.org.au/transpositions.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.